Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Look, you got this job in retail. Don't get fired now. Christmas is just right around the corner. You need this cash, right? But it's frustrating, and we get it. People are aggressive right now. There might be one or two items on the shelf. They're being rude, time pressing, making everybody a little bit stressed. Or if you're on the other end of it and you're shopping, don't yell at people behind the counter. What you got to do is yell on our retail vent line, and that number is 404-954-1360. Here's an example.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
When you clearly see me trying to work and be in a rush, when I've been here over an hour late and should have gone home by now, why does your whole family have to take up the aisle and stand there aimlessly when you know you're not going to purchase anything anyway? Get the hell out of the way. Another thing, why are you in the checkout line purchasing your items and then you're going to engage in a 20-minute conversation about you should have done while you were shopping? Why are you asking your cashier if you should buy this product or that product or what should you get? There are people behind you! Get the out of the way!
Okay, I know you want to come in and get your little head of a kid Hot Wheels, but don't call me stupid, unintelligent, because I don't know exactly where the one Hot Wheel you're looking for is. I'm sorry you can't find the one rare Hot Wheel that you need. Go f*** yourself.
Now, you ain't hear this from me, let's be clear on that, but don't come up to my store telling me that somebody else bought your product, okay? I am not in charge of who buys the product, okay? But if I was you, I'd smack that Merry Christmas.
You know, it's not that we ask a whole lot from you as customers, except for when you come up to my register and you ask me if I had said toy. Yes, because they keep a magical box, an infinite box of these toys behind the register. And it says that it is out on the shelf to be restocked at another time. You know what? You are a complete motherfucking moron. You should eat and die. Oh, and by the way, lady, the next time your child decides to pick his nose and wipe it on my counter, I'm going to grab your face. And I'm going to pull your tongue out and make you lick it up. Go f*** yourself.
Hey, yo.
That was my favorite.
Yeah. Jesus is the reason for the season. All right. You want to use our retail vent line? We can voice disguise you. Clearly, we will take the cuss words out of it. 404-954-1360. All right. Mo's got an email here. She meets the soulmate. All right. Everything's great, but she's got needs. Woman's got needs. Still wants to be out there getting frisky with other people. Can it work?
Dear Burt Show, I feel like I've met my soulmate. We met online, and when we met in person, everything felt so natural. It was like I'd known him all my life. We have a ton in common, love spending time together, and are able to talk about anything. We've been dating for about a year and have even declared our love for each other. But since we are so honest with each other, he has also shared that he is not ready to be exclusive. He still wants to sleep with other people. He says that he feels like I'm his forever person, but just right now, just not right now. Am I being played? What should I do? Sincerely, lonely soul.
If he really loved you, he wouldn't want to sleep with other people. It's that simple. If he really loved you and you were the one, he would not want to sleep with other people. You're being used.
I can't disagree with that.
It's tough to disagree with that.
Especially if you're calling it soulmates.
Yeah, I mean, timing is just as important as pretty much anything else sometimes when it comes to meeting somebody and this, maybe he's just not in that place. And he does, maybe he can love her, but he's just not, he doesn't love her enough to commit fully to her and only her. Either way, if you can't deal with that, that's a problem.
Yeah, you better check your Spotify Wrapped again because you were the number one most played this year.
Oh,
hey, yo.
Check out Abby. Check her out.
Yeah, he's absolutely using this as a line to keep you around. He's stringing you along by saying, well, we're soulmates. Men will say anything to get into bed. So I think you need to realize this is him trying to play you. You got to get out of this.
Okay. I just want to play devil's advocate just for the sake of debate because this is such a slam dunk, right?
Godspeed.
Hi, I'm a douchebag attorney. all right, I'm representing this guy. So what if he's honest and says, look, here's what I know is that I feel a connection with you. We are meant to be together. But I also know that I am not the kind of person that will be satisfied sleeping with just one person. And he's completely honest about it. Does that change or tweak it at all?
If you're okay with that, then yeah. If you're not, then bye. Deuces. Kick rocks.
I agree. I don't see anything wrong with that. If that's truly how he chooses to live his life, that is his prerogative. But that comes down to if she can handle that. And if she can handle it, nothing wrong with it. But if she can't, he's telling you exactly what he is and exactly what he wants. You can't be mad at him for being honest. Now you have to decide what you can tolerate.
He says that he feels like I'm his forever person. But just not right now. Come on! Right. Are you serious?
Why are you looking at me like I wrote it?
I gotta be mad at somebody.
Oh, because I'm the attorney and I'm representing the D-bag. You're getting played. And it's every stereotypical and cliche line that there is.
Yeah, 100%. There's a way to do ethical polyamory, but to me, backing you into a corner and saying that we're soulmates, but then saying we're soulmates, but we're not soulmates enough to just sleep with you for the rest of my life, that to me feels very manipulative.
But is she really getting played if he's being honest? Because I feel like he would actually be playing her if he was lying to her.
Yeah.
He's being honest with her. He's being very forthcoming, so I don't feel like he's playing her. He's just telling her what he wants his life to look like.
No, because he's pulling the soulmate card. And to me, a soulmate is two halves of a whole. And you apparently have a lot of holes.
I got a lot of hole jokes here, but it's too early.
Maybe he's not playing her, but he's not being honest with himself and he's not being honest with her.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're taking advantage of a situation and you're taking advantage of somebody that is obviously deeply in love with you.
So y'all don't feel like a person can love someone genuinely as a person, but just have the desire to sleep with multiple people and not just one person?
I don't think that would be possible. Mm-hmm. My dad, I mean, confessed to me that he was fine with it. Honestly, when I turned 21, he just kind of felt like, you know, it's time for us to be best friends, so I'm going to tell you how much of an idiot I am. And he used to tell me that he was cheating on my mom quite a bit, but he used to be able to separate it. He loved my mom, but he could have sex with other women, and it didn't affect at all. I'm just not built that way.
Yes. The answer to your question is yes. But I feel like it is a minuscule fraction of the population because we get couples that come on here that are, you know, in their relationships with multiple people and that works for them. But I feel like that is a very, very small fraction of the population.
You know what I want to believe? I want to believe that if you're really in love with somebody, the thought of sleeping with somebody else disgusts you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to believe that as well. I know that that's not a reality for everybody, but it should be like that for me.
Yeah, some people are not monogamous people and they're not in monogamous relationships. We've had plenty of people call up and fascinate us with what works for them. And I want to encourage everybody to figure out what works for you. For our lonely soul that reached out, I don't think this is that situation for you.
Get it? The Bert Show.